tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three. Last half hour of today, this Election Day Tuesday, November 4th. Edition, you guys have to get out and vote today. Personally, I'm voting no on everything. I've had it. I'm done with taxes. I'm done with these special ballot proposal millages. While we're paying property taxes, I'm a no. We're successful in collecting enough signatures. We put it on the ballot. We change our state constitution and we get rid of property taxes, completely eliminate them all. Next year, November 2026 ballot. Come January 2027, come talk to me. We need something done at the local level, my township, my county. I might be willing to pay a special millage for it. But not while I'm paying the amount of property taxes you politicians are sucking out of our wallets. I'm done with it. No, 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 no. Deal with the money you already got. Stop some of the other funding of this garbage crap and move the money around. I'm all for it. Now, one thing you have to understand, this is critically, critically important. Fundraising heading into next year's huge midterm election. It takes money. Well, the current House Speaker, Matt Hall, has a connected political action committee, a PAC. It raised the most amount of money among all Michigan political PACs in the third quarter of this year, 2025, based on campaign finance reports that were just filed with the Bureau of Elections last week. The Matt Hall Majority Fund brought in almost $250,000, $241,293. Nearly all of it came from his August fundraiser in Springport, Michigan. More than three times that of any other PAC from July 21st through October 20th, which was the deadline for the filing. Most of it was sent to PACs connected to State Representative Bill Schuette's PAC, as well as cryptocurrency PAC, which then happened to make big contributions to the House Republicans campaign committee this last period. Michigan Leaders of Tomorrow, a Dearborn Heights-based PAC promoting Southeast Michigan Democrats, in comparison, only raised $76,900. Spent much of it on money for consultants. Also helping Dearborn Mayor Abdul Hamoud re-election to be the mayor of Dearborn, as well as Muslim Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, the second's gubernatorial campaign. Independent PACs connected to State Representative Brian Bigol of Perry, raised $54,122. State Representative Joseph Aragona, Republican, Clinton Township, $52,200. Schutte's PAC, $50,000. And the only other PACs were the only other PACs to raise more than $50,000 that quarter. Democrat Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, her connected PAC called Michigan Legacy, still has the most cash on hand, $813,294. However, they already spent $760,890 this past campaign cycle. All of the money was spent on Benson's gubernatorial campaign. Other PACs connected with Republicans raised $788,578 compared to the Democrat PACs raised $522,673. However, when you look at the amount of money cash on hand heading into next year's election, the Democrat PACs and all of their campaigns have $2.7 million cash on hand of their PACs all added together, three times more than the Republicans, who are down to $899,800 in their PACs. So, very interesting campaign finance report cards for the third quarter. Again, ending on October 20th, July 21st to October 20th. The most important of this year will, of course, be the last quarter. Basically, November, December, heading into January, what those numbers will show as we start officially the election campaign season in January. So, greatly appreciate your guys' response. Some of the text messages are still coming in. I've closed the poll for now, but you can still vote after the show. Let me look for that email. I'm getting an email from Steve Gruber's scheduler right now. They're going to have me on his show tomorrow. I'm going to be doing a video interview with Steve Gruber tomorrow morning, I believe at 8:30, regarding the Axe My Tax effort. So let's look for that and see. I got to find the alert. So yeah, she's going to send it again. Don't see it in my inbox. Let's go to the other one and check it there. So yes, we'll definitely look at it, see what we can do, and be on his show tomorrow morning. Now, according to his scheduler, this is going to be a video interview. So I'll have my camera turned on, and you'll be able to see my ugly face on Steve Gruber's, I believe he simulcasts on TV as well. So we'll get some national attention and see if we can get some folks in Michigan to text Carla Wagner. Let's see, that is for Patriot Voice. Let's check the radio station. Okay, we'll open that up and check that as well. Oh, there it is. Okay, there it is. All right. Let's see. Okay, I'm not really sure exactly what they're referring to. Okay, you know what? I'm going to have to do some research after the show. Yeah, definitely have to do that. Because she's saying she's sending me a video link, and again, let's see, did it go to spam? Let's check through the spam folder. Nope, I don't see it there either. All right, I'll deal with her after the show. But evidently, they've scheduled me to be on his show, and we'll see. Yeah, we're going to do that. Okay. Man, I'm getting bombarded. I've got all these text messages and emails coming in at the same time, so let's get back to Lansing. We'll deal with this after the show. One of the other stories I want to get to real quick. Do I have time for this? Yeah, I think I can squeeze this one in. USDA, this coming from Washington, this is in midst of things being sued and decisions being issued by judges. The U.S. Department of Agriculture told the federal court in Rhode Island yesterday that the agency will only provide partial supplemental nutrition assistance program benefits for the month of November, the SNAP program. Attorney General Dana Nessel said Michigan is still awaiting information on how much Michigan beneficiaries will actually receive. But I'm gravely concerned that a delay or even a partial payment will not be enough. Roughly 42 million Americans, more than 1.4 million Michiganders, depend on SNAP benefits to feed their families. And now they still have to wait at least a few days to receive even a portion of what they need. The delay in partial benefits is entirely the Trump administration's own making. The administration noted in a filing that per orders from both a Rhode Island and Massachusetts judge, the administration intends to deplete SNAP contingency funds completely and provide reduced SNAP benefits for the month of November. Nessel and an attorney general coalition, as well as three governors, filed a lawsuit in Massachusetts over the suspension of the November SNAP benefits. Dana, you attorney generals, this is very simple. Call Elisa Slotkin, U.S. Senator Elisa Slotkin, Democrat, and call Democrat U.S. Senator Gary Peters from Michigan and tell him to vote with the Republicans to open the government back up. We just need, I believe, five Democrat U.S. Senators to do it. The government reopens and the benefits are reinstated. It's that simple. But no, you'd rather sue in court than call the Democrat U.S. senators and to tell them to do the right thing. Unbelievable. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, The Good Words Book by Rick Randall.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Totosky wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Into the Show. Final segment of today, this election day. Well, it's kind of interesting because today's election day in Michigan, 73 of Michigan's 83 counties have something to vote for. Also, the Detroit mayor's race. Major, major change is brewing in Detroit. As three-term mayor Mike Duggan departs to run for governor as an independent, City Council President of Detroit, Mary Sheffield, seems poised to carry the day against the pastor, Solomon Kinlock. But Detroit is no stranger to special election upsets. It's amazing because one of the bridge reporters has been on the campaign trail every step of the way. Most recently covering an 11th hour revelation that Sheffield had a relationship with a demolition company whose city's contracts she approved. Detroit also has city council elections, including some very tight contests worth watching. So we'll be keeping an eye on that to see who perhaps is going to be the next mayor of the city of Detroit. But again, 73 of 83 counties in Michigan have something to vote for. You need to contact your local clerk and find out if you need to vote today. What's on your ballot? Now, again, the biggest one that we talked about with Steffi Jacobson. Stephanie came on the show, spent a whole hour. Jacobson came on from a Seagull Liberty Rising and basically said, vote no on the Sheboygan, Otsego, Presqu'ile counties ESD ballot proposal. More money, more money, more money is what they're asking for. Well, you need to be part of this. You need to absolutely look at and find everything that is part of today's election. Again, the polls are open until 8 o'clock tonight. There is absolutely no reason why you shouldn't get out and vote. One of the things that we want people to do is look at the process. The process, is this something that we, the taxpayers, should be spending our money on? Or do we pay enough taxes already? No, this is not something we should be spending any more money on. Sorry, I'm against it. That's the bottom line. So we, the people, are very much interested in this, and we want you to vote your conscience, whatever you feel is right for you, whatever your belief systems are, that's fine. That's totally fine. I get it. I understand. Personally, I'm done paying more in taxes. Today I'm going to be voting against the Antrim County Jail. We've defeated it 3 times. They're now asking for the 4th and final chance. If it's defeated today, they still may bring it back. God only knows. So we'll see what happens. One of the other problems we have, and this is something that we definitely need to consider, what is it that we are wanting and willing to do in our local areas? Because you got to understand something. We're paying property taxes. This is part of the debate. This is part of what the governor candidates are going to be talking about. Why? Because Carla Wagner and her AskMyTax.org effort, as well as making the decision to run for governor, has brought it up on the campaign trail. If she chose, hadn't she chose to run for governor, I don't think they'd even be talking about it. She has absolutely changed the dynamics. Is that something that we think is a good thing? Absolutely. Why? Because it needs to be done. Michigan is way, way too much bloated government, and it needs to be changed. Because if we don't talk about these things, if we don't talk about these ideas, we never can fix the state of Michigan. My opinion, it needs to be done. So, again, we're looking at it. We'll see exactly what needs to be done. And hopefully, God willing, it'll change. If you don't want change, don't do anything. Don't vote. Just let it pass. If you want to stand up and fight, get out and vote no today. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday and go and vote.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan in the